Top of Tesam Alf, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Sukkah Yeshana, an old Sukkah, Beis Shammai Poslin and Beis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Shammai said a old Sukkah is disqualified, while Beis Hillel said it's a good Sukkah. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, an old Sukkah? So Rashi says, top line, Sukkah Yeshana. Where you made the Sukkah more than 30 days before Sukkah starts, anytime before Tesvav Elul, he never articulated that it's going to be for the purpose of a Chag. That's just, you built a hut. So that's going to be considered an old Sukkah. Now, Rashi, the Sfas Emes picks up on Rashi, it's master from Rashi that you have to actually articulate. He says, Shelo Pirish Shehi L'Shem Chag. Sounds like you're supposed to, Mefarsh, you're supposed to explicitly say that this is L'Shem Chag. That's an important point. In general, when it comes to the Shema, there's machlokism all over the place. When it comes to the Shema for Gittin and the Shema for Kabbalah, there's a discussion whether or not you have to actually articulate that this is the Shema, or if you do it with that machshava, the machshava alone is enough. So, there's a machlokis achronim. Now, in terms of Sukkah Yeshana, does Sukkah Yeshana mean simply the schach? Is a discussion of being old, but the walls can be old? Or even if there's a shot if the walls are old sukkah. The Taz says you can have the walls up for the entire year, but just make sure the schach is built within 30 days.
I'll bring my grandson.
Yeah, it's very nice. He has the same thing actually in the back.
This is bigger. Test someone else. So, we just started the Mishnah. So, again, in terms of Sukkah Yeshana, the Taz says the Sukkah Yeshana only refers to the schach being old, but the walls, that could be up for as long as you want. Svas Emes says no, in terms of the walls, it's also a shaila whether the walls can be up from before 30 days. And that depends on the machlokas we'll see later on, but whether hekdesh applies to the walls or not, we'll get to that. But again, the Taz thinks it's not an issue at all with the walls, and the Svas Emes thinks it depends on the machlokas we show and we'll see a little bit later. Now, just before we go by, just look at the top Tosa, Sukkah Yeshana Beis Hillel Machshirin. So an old Sukkah, Beis Hillel would permit an old Sukkah. Ubi Yushalmi Tani Tzarech L'Chadish Bo Davar. You have to be Mechadish something. If it's an old Sukkah to fix, you have to just change something in the Schach to make it a new Sukkah, according to Beis Shammai. What do you have to change? Chavrei Amrin Tefach. Some people, Chavrei, I don't know who that refers to, maybe it's a name. So you have to change a Tefach of the Schach. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Kolshu, no, less than a tefach, even a small change of the schach, move the schach a little bit, that suffices. Uman Damar Kolshu, the one who says just a little bit, Ubavad Shite Al Pnei Kula, you have to do the entire schach, meaning a square schach. You have to take one line of the schach, but the width only has to be a kolshu. As opposed to the first man damar, you need a tefach going across the whole schach. The second man damar says it's enough to have a kolshu going across the whole schach. That's what has to be changed in order to go from an old sukkah to a new sukkah. Then the Gemara, the Yushalmi says in Tosos, Ubasar Hachi, after this, the Yushalmi says, Hasam, Isa Hasam, Matzah Yishana. What's the story with an old Matzah? Pluks of the Beishalmi Beishilo. Ami Rebbe, Divriak Kolhu, Mechavin Shalo Asal, the Shem Pesach, Bari, who Shalo Diktek Bab. Davar Bari, who Shalo Diktek Bab. So afterwards, there seems to be a machlokas. About matzah, but then Rebbe says everybody would agree with old matzah that was made 30 days before Pesach certainly would not be good, even according to Beis Hillel, because when it comes to matzah, you have other issues to deal with. How careful were you in terms of matzah? Not only lishma, but were you really so careful in making the matzah? You may have had chametz, the things around you weren't necessarily clean. So in that case, Rebbe says everybody agrees an old matzah will be disqualified. Yes. I think it's maybe six cases, but yeah, right, exactly. Back to the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah said, Sukkah Yeshana Beis Shammai Poslin Beis Hillel Machshirin. An old Sukkah, there's a debate. The A's that he's Sukkah Yeshana, what is considered an old Sukkah? Kol Sha'asa Kodum L'Chag Shloshim Yom. Anything that was made 30 days before Sukkah, that's called an old Sukkah. Aval Im Asal Shem Chag Afil Metchilas Hashana K'sherim. If it was made L'shem Chag, even 6 months ago, but I made it L'shem Chag, and according to the Sfas Emes understanding, I said I'm building the sukkah explicitly L'shem Chag. That would be a good sukkah, even though it's 6 months before. Even Beis Shammai, I would agree that is a good sukkah.
And Tosfos says that there's an in Beis Hillel as well, because according to Beis Hillel, we said you have to be Mechadish B'davar. This you wouldn't have to be Mechadish B'davar.
Exactly, right. Then look at Rashi, Beis Shammai Poslin. Beis Shammai Poslin, Rashi explains, what's the shear of 30 days? Where do you get 30 days from? Is that a random? So he says, Debai Sukkah Lishma. You require Lishma according to Beis Shammai. The Zeus Stam Nesses. This person just built it, not Lishem Sukkah. The Eilach, the Ilu Toch Shloshim Lachag Hava, if he built it within the 30 days of Sukkot. Kevin de Shalin Behalachos, Behilchos Achag, Kodum Lachag Shloshim Yom. Since there's a concept, the Gemara quotes often, that 30 days prior to a Yomtif, you're supposed to prepare, learn the Halachas, Darshan. So since you're within those 30 days, then we assume Stam Ha'osa L'Shem Chag Hu'osa. When a person builds a sukkah, even though he maybe never said it's L'Shem Sukkah, we assume the Stam Das, he's building a L'Shem Sukkah. So 30 days is based on the 30 days Shloshim Yom Kod Machag. Now there's a debate in the Achronim, Beis Yosef brings a debate. This concept of Shloshim Yom is brought by Pesach. There's a debate, well, does it apply to Sukkot or not? Some say it only applies to Pesach. Others say it applies to Sukkot. Pesach has a lot more preparation to do. Sukkot doesn't have as much. It's clear from this Rashi that he invokes the concept of Shloshim Yom Kod Machag regards to Sukkot, that he holds it applies even to Sukkot. Many bring a raya from here that it does apply to Sukkot as well. Let's get to the Gemara now. My time at the Beis Shammai. What was the reasoning of Beis Shammai? The Gemara says that Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem. So you celebrate for 7 days the Sukkah LaHashem. Meaning, Sukkah HaSuy LaShem Chag Ba'inem. That the Sukkah has a Chag HaSukkos. What does Chag HaSukkos mean? It can't be just a Sukkos. It has to be Chag HaSukkos. It has to be a Sukkah that was made for the Chag. See, Rashi switches the words around a little bit. Rashi says, it's the first Rashi on the Gemara. Sukkah L'Shem Chag, he says, D'chsev Sukkos L'Shem, L'Shem Mitzvah HaMelech. He says differently than what I said. The word L'Shem there, he changed the words, the order of the Pasuk. It should read Sukkos L'Shem. The Sukkah has to be L'Shem, L'Shem Shemayim, for the purpose of a mitzvah. And that's how Beis Shammai knows you have to have a L'Shema. Well, Beis Hillel Gemara says, that Pasuk, Hahu Mi Baile, it's needed for a different reason. Not to teach me L'Shema. It's needed to teach me the following. L'chadar av sheshes, damar av sheshes, mishum Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la'atzi sukkah, sha'asurin kol shiva. How do I know that all the wood of the sukkah is going to be usher all 7 days? Tamilomar, chag ha'sukkah shivas yamim, la'ashem. Has to be la'ashem. It's hektish, if you will. The wood, the schach, and maybe even the walls, we'll get to that in a second, that's going to be hektish. V'tanin, further, it says on the same concept, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, Kishem shechal shem shemaim al ha-chagiga, kachal shem shemaim al ha-sukkah. Just like chagiga, it's a carbon chagiga you bring on the Yom Tovim, it's a hektish, you makdish the animal, it's a carbon, but just like shem shemaim, another way of saying hektish is chal in the chagiga, so to hektish is chal in sukkah. How do I know? Shenemar, chag ha-sukkos shivas yamim la-shem. Ma chag la-shem, just like the chagiga is for Hashem, Af sukkah l'ashem, so too sukkah has to be l'ashem for the shame of hektish. So again, we have this concept that, so what do we learn from the pasuk of l'ashem? Not that it has to be l'shma, but it has to be hektish. That is, it's hektish, you can't get hana from it. Okay, so Tosos on the side here says, I'm not going to read the whole Tosos in Minayin, but in the middle he talks about, he quotes a Gemara elsewhere that seems to say that the this concept is called Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvah, a person's not allowed to get hana. Oh, yeah, the sukkah thing here. Oh, it's all right. This is like the lulav and then the sukkah, both of them. Okay.
Yeah,
I think so.
Where's the daf?
There's no pictures here, but.
What is Chafalis? Yeah. Chafalis.
But there's no pictures here. We'll try to get you.
Find one.
Oh, you're fine. Okay, we'll have to keep your attention a little bit. Okay, so. Make a picture of an old sukkah.
You?
Okay. So. We'll get there soon. We'll get there soon. Okay. We'll get you excited. We'll look at the pictures and we'll draw you in.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, so this concept that we're saying that the sukkah is usser, it's a concept of muksa machmas mitzvah. We have a muksa on Shabbos. Certain things are muksa because it's going to be used for something that's usser. A hammer is something that's muksa unless you use it for a mutter purpose. A pen is muksa unless you use it for a mutter purpose. This is something called muksa machmas mitzvah. When something's a mitzvah, non-mitzvah purpose. I can't take an esog and smell it. I can't take a lulav and use it to hit my brother with it. You can't use a muksa for other purposes. It's a huksa l'mitzvah. So this concept from the Torah, from the Gemara here, it sounds like it's an Isser Deraisa. It's based on Shem Shemaim. It's hektish, just like Chagigas hektish, show to mitzvah. Tosis said, wait a second. If you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, it says that Muksa Machmas Mitzvah is only an Isser Midirabanan. It's not a source. Here it sounds like it's Deraisa. The Gemara in Shabbos sounds like it's a Dirabanan. So Tosis answers around 15 lines down in Tosis Minayin. He says, Yeshloma, that's when the wall is still up and standing, then us to use the wood. If the sukkah fell, then then if the sukkah completely fell apart, then there's no isser midiraisa, it's no longer a mitzvah, but it is an isser midirabanan. That's the difference between the two Gemaras. If you go down a little bit further in Tosos, you see the medium wide line, not the wide line, but the medium wide lines down in Tosos, the last medium wide line down. The first word is v'teretz. The next word is v'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam mifarish, the eitzim shel kidei ha-hechsha sukkah chayla kedusha alayum. V'asim deraisa. So when you build the sukkah, let's you build a really, really big sukkah. The only part of the sukkah that's usher is the 4x4 amos that makes it a kasher sukkah. The rest of al hayoser, the extra part which you don't need, michdei Hechsher, lo mitzvah el medirban. The extra is not considered usher, only the part that gives you the minimum shear of a sukkah. That's what he says. Not the entire sukkah, but only the part that is the bare minimum of the shear. Now there's a debate in the Mishonim that Machlokas Rambam Rush. Are the walls usher or only a schach? Certainly everybody agrees that schach is usher because we saw Rashi in Amun Alf and Amun Beis that the Iker Shem Sukkah is the Shem Schach. However, this is an important question I kept in referring to. What about the walls? Is there going to be an Isser Hektish on the walls as well? So who says, I forget who says which one. Let's see, I think the Rush says it does not apply to the walls. Right, Rush says it only applies to the Schach, not to the walls. The Rambam says it applies even to the walls. That tells me how significant are the walls to the Schach. So it sounds like we saw earlier, in Beis Amun Aleph, I said that Rashi always emphasized the Schach. L'chor Rashi would think that Hektish wouldn't apply to the Sukkah walls. The Ra'ah in the beginning talked about the enclosement, being closed by the entire sukkah. Seemingly he would agree to the Rambam that there would be an Isser Hektish even on the walls, in terms of the sukkah. So now going back to what we said before, in terms of the Sfas Emes had said that... what was the point again? When he spoke about the sukkah yishana, there's a machlokas taz and Sfas Emes. So Taz said, when we talk about Sukkah Yishana, we only talk about the Schach. The walls could be up there forever. Because the Taz assumed that, like the Rush, that there's no Hektish on the walls. The walls are meaningless. They're simply a Hechitimsi to allow the Schach to be standing. But the Sfas Emes says, no, it depends on the Rush, the Rambam. If you hold like the Rush, that the walls have no Kedusha to it, so certainly you could have an old wall. But if you assume like the Rambam, that even the walls have a Shem Hektish on it, the walls are significant, then even the Sukkah Yishana would apply to the walls. You can't have an old wall. You can't just have your house and open up the ceiling and put Schach on top unless you build the house with the walls, L'shem Sukkah. So that would be, that's what the Sfas Emes said earlier, that it depends on this Machlokas.
You're saying that in Beis Shammai?
Within Beis Shammai, certainly. Within Beis Hillel, whether you have to fix those parts of the walls as well, right. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Beis Hillel. That's what we're up to now? No, Beis Shammai. Now, Beis Shammai says, doesn't Beis Shammai also, so again, the word Lashem in the pasuk is extra, so Beis Shammai initially used the word Lashem to teach me Lishma. And Beis Hillel says, no, Lashem doesn't teach me Lishma. Lashem teach me that Shem Hektish is Chal Nesukah. So Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, Nami Mibayle Lahachi. Doesn't Beis Shammai also need the word Lashem to teach me that the Shem Hektish is Chal Nesukah? Says the Gemara, you're right, Einachanami. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree. The word Lashem is used to teach me the Hektish. Nothing to do with Lishma. Elamai Tamai de Beis Shammai. So what's the reason that Beis Shammai thinks that an old sukkah is disqualified? Ksiv Krachmina, there's yet another pasuk that says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aselecha Shivas Yomim, that the Chag Sukkos should be made for you for the course of 7 days. So the Gemara says, Sukkah ha'suya l'shem chag ba'inem. You need a sukkah that's made l'shem chag. So if you look over to the side to Rashi, Rashi says, chag ha'sukos tase. It's a little bit higher up than where we are in the Gemara. Chag ha'sukos tase. Sukos tase l'chag saris ha'mikra d'ashe. The pasuk of the Gemara's drasha makes it read it out of order. It should read, as again Rashi says, sukos tase l'chag. That you should make, even though it says the word l'chag later on, it says chag ha'sukos, we should read it as chag sukos l'chag. You have to make the sukkah l'shem chag. And that's the drasha b'shama, that you have to have l'shma. An old sukkah is not good unless you made it for l'shem chag. So the Gemara says now, Beis Hillel, what does he do with this pasuk? Because he permits an old sukkah. So Beis Hillel, hahumi barilei, he needs it for the following drasha. La'osin sukkah b'chol shemoed. That you're allowed to make a sukkah in chol moed, because the pasuk says, chaga sukkos taselecha shivas yamim. You could build a sukkah anytime during the 7 days. That's what's teaching me. Nothing to do with lishma. It teaches me you could build a sukkah during the, even chol moed. If you didn't, Rashi says, im lo asa mitchila. If you didn't have a chance to build it before sukkahs, now you find yourself on the first day of chol moed without a sukkah, you're allowed to go ahead and build the sukkah. This Gemara is quoted later on, but Beis Shammai holds no. You're not allowed to build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed. I think the reason being because you have to have the one sukkah for the entire sukkah. If you miss day one, it's not considered a 7 day sukkah anymore, so you've lost your chance. So once Beis Shammai holds that you can't build the sukkah, this pasuk is available to be used to make the other drasha for Beis Shammai, namely that you have to make the sukkah l'shem chag. Okay, so there's an interesting thing here I wanted to say here. Okay. In terms of the discussion of the walls and the Israq, I'll just go on a tangent for a moment because it's a very interesting piece here. So we discussed before whether or not how much the walls are part of the mitzvah of the sukkah or not. Or is it really about the Israq? So the Chavis Yair was asked the following question. Is it proper for a Talmud Chacham to play instruments at a wedding, let's say? He's a Mesameach HaSamakala. He knows how to play the piano, the trumpet, is he allowed to play, or is that considered a bizayon to the Talmud Chacham? He shouldn't be doing those public types of activities. So, the Gemara says that it connects to a different discussion about a zakin, she'en l'fi kfodo, in terms of Hashav Saveda. The Gemara says, based on the Pesukim, that certain times you're allowed to look away from Aveda. You don't have to get it. If it's not worth your time, it's very something small, and you're very busy, let's say, doing something something busy, or a Kohen, let's say, who can't go into Beis Kfaros, or an old person who just can't bend down and get the object, so it's an Enel Fik Fodo, he's potter from the mitzvah. Let's say he wants to, anyways. He wants to really bend down and pick up the Aveda Mekai in the mitzvah. Is he allowed to? So Machok is Rosh Ramam, whether he's allowed to. Some say it's Aser. It's not Lufik Fodo, he's not allowed to do that. It's a bizayon to the kavod of his age. Others say, no, he's just exempt, but he wants to. He could certainly be Mekai in the mitzvah. So they say the same thing here as well, that machlokas, for the davar mitzvah of being masameach chasam v'kala, if you paskin that, an old person's allowed to do it if he wants, the Talmud Chacham, he could be mochel in his kavod, and he could play an instrument at the wedding. But if you say that's aser, you can't, it's below his honor, so then a chacham should not be able to play at an instrument at a wedding. How does it connect to a sukkah? So then Chavis Yair goes on to say, when it comes to something that's a davar shebe kedusha, though, not davar mitzvah, davar shebe kedusha, let's say writing a Sefer Torah, or that's Kedusha to it, or he speaks about the case of David, like going and dancing in front of the Aron. When he went to Yerushalayim, David HaMelech, he's danced in front of the Aron because that's Davar Shebe Kedusha, then Davar Shebe Kedusha can be done in public. That being said, now that we establish that Sukkah is Davar Hektesh, it's a Davar Shebe Kedusha, so we can understand why we see Talmidei Chacham building the Sukkah. He's not just going out and playing an instrument for a mitzvah, it's for Kedusha, that's the difference. The question is, could he build the walls as well? The schach is certainly hektish, so certainly he could build the schach. What about building the walls? That might depend on, well, do the walls have kedusha to them or do they not? If the walls have kedusha, he certainly could build them. But if they have no kedusha to it, perhaps he shouldn't be able to build the walls in public because it's below his kavod. So that's an interesting discussion. He quotes a number of other achronim who discuss this point. Okay, now going back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beis Hillel, less lehud Rav Yehuda, amarav, Damar Yehuda Amarav, does he not hold of this opinion? That aso minakotim, talking about making tittis now. So let's say you make your tittis from the kotzin. So Rashi explains that kotzin are the chutin shenisku b'shasi v'koshin osan. So I don't know, you have, oh, these were strings, but not, I wish we had a picture of the actual, this part, because I don't really know what this means. Talking about when you make the when you start spinning the strings, the different parts of the strings that kind of go to waste. So the part kotzim are certain things that get kind of cut off from weaving or spinning these strings. They're called kotzim. Kotzim are like literally thorns. In this case, I don't know the image of a the spinning machine or whatever it's called, but the things that kind of hang out, which is not part of the actual string that's going to be thrown out, if you make the tzitzis from these kotzim or min hanimin. The nimin are that which is you sew together the. I'm not even sure. What are the English words for this? Do you have a.
Embroidery thread.
The embroidery thread. Like, you know, on the outside of the tzitzis, you have that thin string that goes, like, you know that square on the tzitzis that you have at the ends? That, like, which. That sewing part, that's called the nimin. That's not part of the tzitzis here, but that's part of, like, the embroidering, I guess. And min ha-garden. What's garden mean?
Oh. That's the difference. See?
That's okay. Are these are kotzin. Okay. Kotzin are.
These are kotzin are from the actual vad. You know, it's.
Oh, I see. Oh, you make the strings actually part of the.
Part of that itself.
Part of the beged.
It's from the nimin. You see the line?
From the line?
From the.
The things that hang, nimin.
Maybe this is the.
Okay, fine. This comes to. So kotzin are from the beged, leftover from the beged. Like after the beged, I wish we had Ricky here for this, he would know. But after you make the beged, you have some strings hanging out. So you use those strings that are actually attached to the beged and make that into tzitzis. That's called kotzin. When you have the embroidering that's sewing on top of that, and you make the tzitzis from those, and then the garden is from the strings that hang on the outside for the decoration, if you make it from those, all three of those cases are psula. Very good. So all three of those cases are psulin. I mean, now season lets you make it from the season. Do you have season there? The yarn from this part. So that is kshera. And the reason being.
Now it's psula.
What?
So all those cases are psula.
Yeah. Because psula, okay. Look at Rashi.
Minimum psula, okay.
So look at Rashi psula. Rashi psula. Hoyel v'tluyin v'omden and kol elu bebeged. Lo nitlu ba l'shem tzitzis. It became part of the beged. I didn't make the beged when I spun this, the string originally. I didn't make it l'shem beged for l'shem tzitzis. I made it l'shem beged, so I didn't connect it for l'shem tzitzis. It has to be connected. It has to be tied together l'shem tzitzis. This wasn't connected l'shem tzitzis. It was just an extension of the beged. Why is the case of the sisa and the yarn? Why is that considered kshera? Says Rashi, kshera hol uchshen nislu beged l'shem tzitzis nislu asiyah l'shma. The tefillah shma lo ba'inan shein tefillah mina asiyah. Even though when I spun the initial string to make the string, I didn't make this yarn for the purpose of tzitzis. I just made it as yarn. But when I took it and started to tie it and hang it onto the tzitzis, when I hung it onto the tzitzis, or I tied it onto the tzitzis, it was the shame tzitzis. When I hung this on, it was never hung. There's no the shame tzitzis here at all. When it gets connected to the beggar, that's where it has to have the shame tzitzis. And that's the difference between those two cases of the kotzin and niman and grudin on one side versus the season. Okay, what does it do with what we're talking about? Now, ki amrisa kame de Shmuel, when this was stated in front of Shmuel, Amrili, he said to me, af minas sisa nami psula, even if you make it from the yarn, it's going to be pasul as well, because de be'ina and tvi l'shma, because you require that even the spinning of the yarn has to be l'shem mitzvah. Hachanami, so that now we establish that even the spinning has to be l'shma. Hachanami, back to our case of sukkah, nibai sukkah asuya l'shma, you also have to have the sukkah is l'shma. So how could Beis Hillel just simply say, oh, you don't need l'shma for sukkah. A sukkah yishana is good enough. What do you mean a sukkah yishana is good enough? We just brought this case that when it comes to a tzitzis, you have to have l'shma the tzitzis. Why tzitzis requires l'shma, but sukkah doesn't require l'shma? Gemara says, shiny hasim, when it comes to tzitzis, is different. Tzitzis requires l'shma. D'amar krab, because the pasuk says, gedilim ta'aseh l'cha. L'cha, l'shem chofa.
Gedilim is tzitzit?
What?
Gedilim is tzitzit?
Yeah. It means, literally means the, not the strings, it means,
twisted cords.
Right, the twisted cords, right. So the gedilim, when you start, you know, the cord here, when you start wrapping it around those times, has to be l'shem mitzvah, because it's taseh l'cha, you're supposed to do it for you, l'cha, l'chofa, for your obligation of tzitzis, you have to do it with the proper intention. Mar says, wait a second. Sukkah also says the lashon of l'cha. Hachanami chaka sukkos taseh l'cha, l'cha l'shem chofcha. So according to that reasoning, Beis Hillel should also require that the sukkah be built l'shma, because it says l'cha. Mar says, no, that word l'cha, regarding sukkahs, is a hahu mibayle lemute gzula. No, when it comes to sukkahs, l'cha, does not come to teach me that it has to be lishma for the sukkah. L'cha comes to teach me that you have to own it. It can't be gzula. You cannot steal the sukkah. You have to own the sukkah. That's what l'cha comes to teach me. And it's not for the purpose of lishma. When it comes to tzitzis, l'cha is lishma. L'cha for sukkah is to exclude gzela. Mara says, hasam nami mi baile mute gzula. So wait a second. So what does l'cha teach me? That you have to own it. It can't be stolen. So look back to tzitzis and say, when it says l'cha, tase l'cha, dealing tase l'cha for tzitzis, it should also be that you have to own it. You can't steal a tzitzis, and it shouldn't be able to be used to teach me l'shma. So Gemara says, no. Finally, Gemara answers, hasam ksiv krachrina. There's yet another pasuk regarding tzitzis that says, v'asu lahem mishalahem, that you have to make it from yours. So asu lahem mishalahem, that you have to make the tzitzis from your own, that excludes gzela. The word l'cha for tzitzis is extra to teach me. Not only does it have to be yours, but l'cha has to be l'shem chovcha, has to be l'shma also. So after all dust is settled, what comes out is everybody agrees that tzitzis has to be l'shma. There's machlokas how much l'shma there has to be. Does it have to be only the tying of the tzitzis, or even the tviya, even the spinning of the actual rope, the string, yarn has to be also l'shma.
So how did you then have in regard to the sukkah 7 days before?
Say it again.
So what's the decision about the sukkah?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So when it comes to tzitzis, everybody agrees l'shma. There's machlokas what the l'shma has to be. Does it only have to be the tying l'shem mitzvah, or even the making of the initial string has to be l'shem mitzvah? When it comes to sukkahs, Beis Hillel says you don't require l'shma. Even an old sukkah is good. If you have an old sukkah, he still requires some type of change, like the Tosafos was saying. But strictly speaking, a sukkah does not have to be l'shem mitzvah. Look at the bottom Tosafos for a second. I'll skip through it quickly, but the top line that Tosos, Ahumi Baile Lemute Gzela. So that word of the Cha comes to exclude a stolen sukkah. Tosos asks, Tema, Tepigle Mishim Dehavile Mitzvah Haba Baveira. So why don't you say, you don't need the word Lecha to say that you're possible to have a stolen sukkah. The reason why you can't have a stolen sukkah is for another reason, because you're not allowed to have a mitzvah. A mitzvah babei avera is possible. If I steal sukkah and sit in it as a mitzvah, that's not good because mitzvah babei avera. Just like the Gemara says, Tosos quotes, "The mehai time for this very reasoning, paslinen esok hagazel biyom tov hasheni." The Gemara later on we'll see in lulav hagazel tells us that an esok on day one you can't use because it has to be lachem. You have to own esok. Day two, there's no requirement of lachem on day two, so maybe you could use a stolen esok on day two. No, because the Gemara says, mitzvah babei avera is possible. You can't steal an object to perform a mitzvah. So here too also, you shouldn't be able to steal a sukkah to sit in it for a mitzvah. Why do you need the pasuk of l'cha? Just use the concept of mitzvah babei avera. So Tosfos answers in the middle, a few lines down, he says, time of the mitzvah babei avera lav deraisa el mederbanam. The disqualification of mitzvah babei avera is only a tzul mederbanam. But midiraisa, I could steal an esrog on day two and use the esrog. Midiraisa, I could steal someone's sukkah, steal someone's wood, and build a sukkah and sit in it.
Because it doesn't say lecha.
No, but if I didn't have lecha, if I just use the concept of a mitzvah baba ver is possible, that alone would only tell me that midirabanan is possible. But midiraisa, you can do that. So lecha is strong. Lecha says no. It's even possible midiraisa. A stone sukkah can be used even on a deraisa level. A possible, a stolen sukkah cannot be used even on a deraisa level. But if we only had a mitzvah babavera, so then that wouldn't tell me a psul deraisa. That's one answer. One other answer that's brought, very interesting answer in Ritva. Ritva writes that the only time mitzvah babavera is a problem is when it's a type of mitzvah that baliratzos, that comes to bring, to appease Hashem, like a carbon. The source of mitzvah baba avera is based on karbanos. You can't steal a karbon to bring it to Hashem. So only mitzvahs that are there have baliratos. So it doesn't apply to sukkah, but it does apply to lulav. Why? The Gemara in Tainis, that's Bezim and Bez, tells us that lulav is baliratos. It comes to ask, it's a form of tefillah to ask for geshem on sukkahs. So lulav has a lot, we'll see throughout the third parak, there's a lot of connections of dal minim to karbanos. I'll just throw one other example out. When discussing all the various psulim of the dal minim, the Ram has a very interesting lashon. He calls them kol ha mumim. Mumim are usually the term that's used for karbanos, for kudshim, even for kohanim who work in the Beis Hamikdash. Mumim is a very strange way to describe something that's not a karbon. So the very usage of mumim indicate it might be more than just something that's off, that's inappropriate. It's more something like kudshim. And there are a lot more connections to this, but assuming that the dal minim is some form of karbanos, which we have elsewhere. Just I'm sorry, I'm going on tangents, but things are coming to my mind. We have also by the shofar in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The shofar, we say that why can't the shofar have? You can't use the shofar of a par because shofar of a par is ink tager nasa snager. Because the par, which is Cheda Egel, right, this week's parsha, Cheda Egel can't be used to ask for tefillah. It's just like a Kohen Gadol can't go into the Kodesh Kedoshim with gold, the big days of, because the Zav, the Egel Zav, that's ink tager nasa snager. Gemara said, what do you mean? But he wears gold, big days of outside the Kodesh Kedoshim. So that why is it, so the shofar is also outside. So just like the Kohen Gadol could wear big days of outside, so too the shofar is outside, you should be able to use a par. Where I said, no, since the shofar has the ability, it works like the Kodesh Kedoshim, it goes lefnai lefnim, it works as a carbon, the Gemara says, I think the Netziv says, like a carbon, so that's why you can't use the par. It has such a powerful koach to it. So we see certain places that even though it's not actual karbanos, they're similar to karbanos, they have a similar dinim. So too, dal minim is an example of something that's similar to karbanos, and that's why mitzvah b'avav yaveira applies to the dal minim. But sukkah, which has nothing to do with karbanos, nothing to do with balaratos, it's not coming to appease Hashem in any way, mitzvah baba veir would not apply to sukkahs, and that's why you need the pasuk lecha to exclude a stolen sukkah. Okay, there are a lot more explanations in the Rishonim and Achronim as to why we don't apply mitzvah baba veir here. That should be enough for now. Moving to Amud Beis, we're going to get to some good picture books. We're going to need this now. Various, where are we up to? Is this where it starts? Testament Beis? Yeah, okay. So the Mishnah says on the top, Ha'osa sukaso tachas ilan. Somebody makes a sukkah below a tree. Ki'ilu asa besoch habayis. It is just as if he built a sukkah in his house, which, of course, building inside a house is not going to be good. So building under a tree is just like building inside the house. Sukkah gavi sukkah. So what if you have one sukkah on top of another sukkah, like this wonderful picture we have here? There's a picture of the tree. Right? This is a picture of the sukkah on top of a sukkah. So what's the halachas? Hel yona ksher, the top one is kosher because nothing's in the way. It has completely clear sight of the sky above. But the tachton, the lower one, is psula because it's being blocked by the upper sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im ein diorin be'el yona, hatachtona ksher. If nobody's living in the top, you know, he built, they put some grass on top so no one would, I guess it's schach, but it's not strong. This is wood schach. This is strong to hold somebody. People could stand there. If you use some leaves as a schach, nobody could stand on that schach. It's impossible to live in the top area. So since it's impossible to live in the top area, then the bottom one is kosher.
It's only if it's possible, if it's impossible to live. But if it were possible, but nobody was using it.
So I think the Gemara tomorrow's daf, I think, discusses this. If it's possible or if it's in actuality, right, to somebody, I think that's what the Gemara does address tomorrow. So that's the Mishnah. Okay, so so there's the Gemara. Amar Rava, lo shanu ela be'ilan shetzilus meruba mechamaso. The only time you say that a tree on top of a sukkah is puzzle is when the tree is so leafy, so shady, that it's more shade than sun. Like this case, there's a lot of shade. Aval chamaso meruba mitzilsa ksheira. Let's say it's a very thin tree, right? Like this one, I guess.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't really provide so much shade. It happens to be a branch hanging over your sukkah. That won't disqualify.
Which one?
First one. Right. First one. Okay. If there's more sunlight than shade coming from the tree is really insignificant. So we could disqualify it. The very fact that a branch hanging over won't disqualify the sukkah. Only if it's a tree that's really, you know, overwhelming the schach with so much shade and more shade than sun, only then will it be puzzle. How does Rava know this? Mimai, what's his source? Midikasani, from the fact that our Mishnah says, Ki'ilu asa b'soch habayis. What's the Gemara telling me? Why is it comparing that sitting under a tree is like sitting in a house? Just say, if you sit in a sukkah underneath a tree, it's possible. What's the comparison to a house? So explains Rava, Lamali l'misne, ki'ilu asa b'soch habayis. Why teach it? Just listen to psula. Just say, it's possible. What's the connection to sitting in the house? Elahok mashmalan, this comes to teach us, De'ilan dumya debayis. The tree has to be similar to a house. Ma bayis silsa meruba mechamaso. Just like the house has more shade than the sun, af ilan silsa meruba mechamaso. So too, only when the tree has more shade than sunlight, just like a house, is it going to be disqualifying the sukkah. But if the ilan has more sunlight, and therefore it's different than a house, it will not disqualify the sukkah below. Okay, so if you look at the top Rashi, I'm just remembering this now, Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara, it says, Lam li l'misnei ki'ilu asa b'soch habayis. Me'ahu kra d'nafka lon, toch habayis, nafka l'n tachas ilan. So this is a chiddush in Rashi. Again, I think this is a machlokas though. That the reason why Ilan is a puzzle, Tachas Ilan, is based on the Gzeres HaKasuf. We'll see later on, just like a house is disqualified based on a pasuk, you can't build inside a house, so to an Ilan is disqualified based on that very pasuk. Others take a different approach. I don't remember it though, it just came to mind now. But it's Gzeres HaKasuf that sitting under a tree is puzzle. Now the Gemara asks, V'chi chamsam ruba mitzilsa, when the tree has more sun than shade, we said it's a kasher sukkah. My have it. Why we say it's a kasher sukkah? How come it starts schach pasul b'hadei schach kasher? You're combining schach pasul with schach kasher. How are you allowed to do that? Your schach has to be entirely kasher. How could you take schach pasul and put that on top of schach kasher? Right. What's a schach kasher? Pasul rather. So Rashi explains that. Okay, that's the point. Look at Rashi Hakam and Starif Schach Pasel. He says, Mechuber Schach Pasel. When you're using Schach that's connected to the ground, like the tree, that's Pasel. Dichsiv Ba'asbecha Migarncha Miyekvecha Bimashi Atam Ma'asiv Migarncha Asay Sukascha. That which you gather together, that which is detached from the ground. The Psolos Goren Kigon Kashin, things that are the leftovers of the threshing field. Ubipsolos Yakov Kigon Ashkolos Rekanios Vizmuros, other remainders of it, but it has to be things that are detached. You need something that's detached to use for the schach. But you can't use something that's attached to the ground. Now, even though the tree itself independently has more sunlight than shade, doesn't provide that much, but it still adds shade to the schach. So now I'm sitting under a sukkah, that some of the shade comes from the schach, which is good, but some of the shade comes from the ilan, which is pasul. How am I allowed to use that? That's going to be a problem of mixing up schach pasul. So the Gemara explains, Amar Papa Bishachavtan. Bishachavtan, Rashi says, when you lean down the branches, Rashi, let's look at Rashi Bishachavtan. Hishpil anaf of lamata, you bend the trees and the leaves down, miravinim schach together, you can't notice which is which. If it ain't near and by, it's unnoticeable. The schach kasher riba alav mvala, and you have more schach kasher than schach pasul, and it's mevatel udimidiraisa kol mila bata beruba kidatana b'masisan imayasich muba mehen ksheira. But the concept bita berov applies. It's a din deraisa bita berov applies. So once you take the schach pasul and bend it in such a way where it's mixed, you can't notice where it is. Because if you were to notice it, we say bita berov does not apply to things where you can notice where the pasul thing is. Here, let's say you have a thing of meat. You have three pieces of meat, two kosher meat and one treif meat. You mix them together. If you can't notice they all look exactly alike, you're allowed to eat, according to some, all three. Some say you can only eat two of them, even though it's very likely you're going to eat, even though percentage-wise, you eat two of them, likely eat it, right. So likely you will eat it. But still, once you can't notice it. But let's say you have three pieces of meat, and clearly you see which one's the pig meat. It's pink. And the other ones are red, whatever colors they are. So you can't say, oh, they're mixed together, it's a bit of a rove. If you notice what's pasul, if you notice what's treif, you can't eat it. So here, Terosi, he's just pointing out, has to be in such a way where you cannot notice the schach pasul. Because if you can notice the schach pasul, then we don't apply bit of a rove. So the Gemara says further now, if we're discussing a case where you bent the branches down and mixed it among the other schach kasher, Maile Memra, what's the chiddush? Of course that's kasher. So mal the same, what would you have thought? Nigzer hecha dechavton, atu hecha delochavton. You're right, it's pashut, that when you bend it down and mix the schach together, it's going to be a kasher schach. But the concern that if I permit this to take the branch and bend it down, a person might say, oh, wait a second, maybe it's also kasher if I don't bend the tree down. If the tree's hanging above and it's providing some shade on top, maybe that's good also, even though I don't bend it down. So maybe they should say, they should be gozer, don't even use the branch of the tree when you bend it down. Never use any trees, because people might think you could use it even when it's not bent down. Kamash milan de lo gazrin. To teach me that we don't rat gozer. You're right, you cannot use a tree when it's hanging above, but if you bend it down into the schach, you can use it. And we're not concerned that if we allow the bending, it might come to lead to someone using the non-bending. We're not concerned when it's bent, it can be used. When it's not bent, it cannot be used. Mar asks, what do you mean? Why is this Rava teaching this halacha? Hanami Tanina, this is a Mishnah that tells us this. Mishnah tells it. Rava's not going to tell me what a Mishnah already told. Rava knows what the Mishnah says. What's Rava adding onto the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah? Hidla alesa gefen, vesa delas, vesa kisus. You bend down certain trees or vines that grow from the ground, that are still attached to the ground. v'sichach agavan psula, and you put schach on top of it, it's pasul. Because you're using schach, even though you use some schach kosher, since you're also using schach pasul, it's going to be pasul. However, the Mishnah continues, v'im hayasichach harbi mehem, if there's more schach kosher than there is schach pasul, oh, shekatzan, or you cut off the vines. The vines were initially attached to the ground, then you put them on top. Then you snip the bottom, now they're detached. In both cases, it's sherub. So, Gemara wants to know, what's the case of the Mishnah? Heichidami, ilema bishelo chabtan, if it's a case where you never bent down the vines or the trees onto the schach, how come it's tarif schach pasum schach kasher? Well, you can't apply rove there, you can't apply bit of a rove, because as we just said, if you can notice a schach pasul, bit of rove doesn't apply. So it can't be where you didn't bend it, is it not a case where you bent the vines into the schach, and now they're mixed together and you bit the barov, and we see from the Mishnah that you may use such a schach, and we see that shmamina delogazunan, and we see you're not gozer, we don't say don't use it even when it's bent down, no, you're allowed to use it when it's bent down. So if the Mishnah already taught us you could use schach connected to the ground when it's bent and mixed together, what's Rava coming to add to us? He said the same exact thing. Gemara says, no. Mal the same. What would you have thought from the Mishnah of the Mishnah that you could mix it together? Hani mile b'dieved. That's only b'dieved that if it happened that way, then you're allowed to keep such a sukkah. You could, if you happen to bend it together and mix it with bit of barov, then you could rely on it. V'lechachila. But to advise someone lechachila to do that? No, we don't advise somebody to do that. Kamash v'lan, come along. Ravan says, even lechachila, we say you could take a tree above, a vine above, bend it within the schach, mix it together and apply bit to barov, that would be permitted. Okay, something to do now. This next piece here, it's a very quick read. It's really an introduction to tomorrow's daf. Even though I know it looks like it's early, I think we should stop here. It takes probably 30 seconds to read through this Gemara. Gemara tomorrow analyzes this whole brisa. So I think it makes more sense to do that. Unless you guys want to go weiter.
I'm up for it.
Up for stopping?
Yes.
Okay.
Good time.
Too tired, okay. Because it really does flow. It's really a brice that connects, and it's not a hard thing. So I would say let's wait for that tomorrow.
When the Gemara said,